I'm James.
I'm Carrie.
I'm Lacey.
And I'm Lee at Just One More Fix,
a proud member of the Gunna Geek Network.
Just like the show you're listening to now.
The opinions expressed are those of each individual host.
Check out all the other podcasts at GunnaGeekNetwork.com.
And get ready, because geekiness begins in
three, two, one.
In a world where technology has brought order and awakened chaos, three men have embraced their destiny to slay the technological beast, or something like that. Join in the laughs, because it's time for the Digital Soup Podcast with Jason, Adam, and usually Dave.
Hey, welcome everyone to the Digital Soup Podcast, the only tech show that has not taken a knee during the national anthem. My name is Jason, and joining me for the evening of Suds and Buds is Adam and usually Dave. What's the haps, gentlemen?
What it is, yo. This is Adam. How's everybody doing on this fine day slash evening slash morning or commute or whatever you're doing while listening?
Yeah, maybe you're taking your daily dump. Who knows?
Oh, man. What a show opening. Daily dumps, political... Yep. Intrigue and suds and buds, which is not true because I got water and Gatorade. I don't know about you guys, but
I got water and coffee.
I got literally nothing.
Oh, wow. So Adam's going to be quite parched halfway through this.
Yeah. It's pretty physically intense to do this, too.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey, I got a surprise for you gentlemen here. I do this a lot, guys. You know, I don't let my co-host know what I'm going to do later on in the show. But this one is kind of a surprise just because there is another show out there, and they come on right around 9:30-ish. So that's going to be about a half hour from now, you know, from where we're recording right now. About a half hour, I'm going to have to go over to their feed because they're doing something special that we have to hear about. Now, I am not going to tell you what the show is or not. Is that correct? Or not?
All I know is if you're starting more show wars and going to pin it on me and Adam.
Oh, no, I'm not. But I'm going to be watching the clock, so I might interrupt whatever topic we're talking about. Okay, guys?
Okay.
Just a little forewarning there.
Okay. I'm scared.
Yeah, you're always scared, though. You're the chicken of the group. All right, well, let's get on to our show. Let's not talk about other shows.
Let's get on to our show.
All right, it's all about you here, Dave. Let's do this rattle thing. What's this rattle thing we're hearing about?
Rattle? It could be a bad ball joint. Could be a bad... Oh, riddle, not rattle.
That's just the way I speak in my...
Man, I hope that's not an indicator, because that was just lame joke territory central for me. Man.
It was, yes.
All right, so last week's riddle, guys. I think it's pretty easy, but... It went, I am a five-letter word, and I am a fruit. Take Dave. The first letter out.
David, five-letter
okay.
word.
That was Jason. An old joke from last
Jason.
Week.
Jason.
All right, so I'm a five-letter word, and I'm a fruit. Take the first letter out, and I am a crime. Take out the first and second letter, and I am an animal. Take out the first and last letter, and I am a type of music. What am I?
And this was so easy, I got it within 2 seconds. So let's Adam try it.
Take out the first two letters, and I'm a
a fruit.
Oh my gosh!
A five-letter word, and I am a fruit. Let's start there.
He had a whole week to think about this super easy riddle, and he's struggling now.
I was thinking of the word primate. That's why I couldn't come up with the word.
Hey, primate! Yeah,
close. Let's give him a couple more minutes to think about it, because a birdie told me we had a couple voicemail suggestions.
Oh, some voicemails. Sounds good.
But I kind of wanted to hear Adam's answer before he heard these.
Well, we just won't tell him if it's right or not.
Oh, I was going to go. It's clearly grape nuts.
Grape nuts? What?
That's, you open it up. There's no grapes, no nuts. What's the deal? Grape.
Yes. Yeah. It is great. Yes.
Gray ape.
We can say explain the answer. Do you want me to play those and then
play
the
guesses too? Because I want to see if our listeners got this correct too, and then we'll break it down and we'll.
You mean Captain Poland? Let's go.
Yes. Well, we have two, and I'm going to play. And Mr. Poland is one of them. Should I call him Mr. or Captain?
Captain. He's a superhero. I was seeing.
Commander Poland.
Commander
Poland. No, he got demoted. It's got to be captain.
Commodore Poland.
Oh, no. Admiral Poland.
Ooh. All right. Well, the first one's by Cody. We're just going to do Cody first.
Good evening. Well, for me it is anyway. Maybe good day or good morning to the rest of you. It's Cody here, and I am enjoying myself camping and enjoying the podcast. I appreciate what you guys do. My guess for this week's riddle is the fruit grape. Rap is the music, and then there also is that bad crime in there. And anyway, if I'm right, pretty cool. It must have been easy if I'm getting this. If I'm not, well, yeah, I guess that is what it is. Anyway, talk to you guys later.
Very anticlimactic ending there.
Yeah,
but no, yes,
big gulps,
is,
huh? See you later.
Yeah, he is correct. I like the fire in the background. I like the sound of that.
Well, we did ask people to professionally produce their answers. So
yes, and well, I don't know if that was professionally produced or was he really out in the woods.
Oh,
we
don't
know.
Got a mic sitting down next to the
campfire.
Do
you know, Dave?
I might. Yeah, that was. Well, should we play Captain Poland's real quick, and then I'll go in and talk about Cody?
No.
No. Okay. Well, Cody. Cody is a gentleman I met online. He's
I was joking, by the way, but go ahead.
Oh, yeah. Well, then let's just do this. Go ahead and play Captain Poland's answer. Let's see what we got and get this riddle finished, and then we'll talk a little bit about Cody.
All right, let's go right into Captain Poland's. And
all I heard was Dave met a gentleman online.
I got to isolate that.
Oh, man.
Hello, this is Captain Poland speaking. Whoa. I got to be quick because I got to save the world again. So the answer to your riddle is grape. It's a funny word because it's either rape, an ape, or a rap. Now, who would want a rapping, raping ape eating grapes? No, that's weird. Okay, I gotta go, guys. Bye-bye.
Oh, a rapping, raping ape. Oh, man, we gotta make a cartoon about that.
I don't know about that.
That was
that
something.
Would be an SNL, one of those little short cartoons they used to do, like the Ambiguously Gay Duo. It's the raping grape ape. Oh, wait, grape ape was a character, wasn't it?
Yep, grape ape. Now you're just making him a rapist. That's
that was,
nice.
That was awesome.
I'm horrible.
Wow.
That was the best. I want to know more about what Captain Poland's adventures are. He's out saving the world. I mean, that's some big stuff there, but
yeah, he is. He's always out there. He is always saving the world. He's, you know, and
he's the hero the city needs.
And what he does, it sounds like he goes out with his wife and saves the world too, doesn't he?
Might be. Maybe it's like a Fantastic Four type situation with Reed Richards and Sue Storm. I don't know.
Who is Sue Storm?
The Invisible Woman. Have you seen her?
Yes, I did.
She's pretty transparent.
Those were all correct answers. Captain Poland, of course, coming through in the clutch. Thank you for taking the time out. Answer our riddle, even though it was a pretty easy one this week.
Too easy.
Hopefully,
Dave.
We didn't. Yeah, I know. Hopefully, we didn't hold you up from saving the world too much. And then Cody, you guys asked about him. He is a photographer, I know, who's also has a podcast, and met him online through Twitter. Been chatting with him quite a bit over the last few months. Really awesome guy. Excellent podcast, too, if you're into photography. And especially they do a lot of film photography talk. He is from Canada, in the Edmonton, Alberta area, I believe. And from what I understand, he was actually headed out last weekend before he recorded that, so maybe he did it while he was there. He was heading out camping up in the Canadian Rockies, so I don't know. Maybe nice. It was real campfire.
It could have been.
Real. Yeah, so.
So what would the Canadian Rockies say?
I don't know. What did the American Rockies say?
Well, when it was, Dave, you had that whole thing on, how nice the Canadians were, like, hey, oh, I'm sorry, hey, you know,
oh, yeah, sorry
I thought
there.
Maybe you would be like, oh, I'm sorry, you know, I hit you there, Mr. T, or whatever his name was in the show. Oh, Drago, I'm sorry, I hit you, Ivan Drago, I'm sorry.
Oh, hey, sorry, sorry there.
Hey, Adrian, I did it, hey?
I did it, Dave.
How do you like this? I set Dave up for some funny skits here, and he's like,
sorry.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I didn't know what you were doing there, and it's part of the process. I wasn't sure.
So another part of your process is to bring in another riddle. Is that right?
It is. It is. Now we. I'm gonna bring this up if I can find my right mouse here. I've got too many things on my desk.
Grab your left mouse if you can't.
It was a left one. How did you know?
What?
Are you hacked into my camera?
So you grabbing your left one to make your right one jealous? Is that what you're saying?
No, I'm grabbing my left one to bring up the riddle. What? It's a mystery. You want
to
see?
There's so much audio to extract from this episode already.
Yeah. All right. So this week's riddle, it's short, and I'm hoping it's not super easy. Maybe it is. But it goes as follows. Lovely and round, I shine with pale light. Grown in the darkness, a lady's delight. That's it. So, listeners, make sure send in your answers. Voice clips are awesome, and we will play them on the air. And I want to just say, of course, thank you to Captain Poland, who always sends in his riddles, answers. We appreciate that. And Cody, he is from the fantastic Against the Grain podcast. Like I mentioned,
it's a Garth Brooks podcast, correct?
No, they talk about photography and a lot of things, but it's not your typical gear show. It kind of reminds me in a lot of ways, similar conversation styles. It's between four different photographers is what you're going to get from our very good friends and fellow podcasters over at Shutter Time with Sid and Mac. And they are fantastic photography show themselves. And so between the two, we've got some good photo podcasts. But I appreciate Cody also sending in his answer. Anyone else that wants to join them, please do. Cody actually sent us in a little something extra if you want to know a little bit more about his show and where to find him. So, Jason, do you have that ready to roll?
I guess, if you ask nicely.
Right. We're just whoring ourselves out to every podcast out there.
Well, he's a pretty awesome dude, really appreciate him taking time to chat about a lot of some of the photo stuff that we've talked about and had some good conversation. I told him, absolutely, we'd love to give you a shout-out here over on Digital Soup because we like to promote our friends, too.
Yep. Okay. Well, here's what I'm going to do. Cody, I will play this for you on one condition, that you actually come on our show one day. Do you think you'll do it?
I bet you we can make that happen.
We can't talk about any photography, though.
I know he just got a new iPhone 8 Plus.
Ooh, yeah, we could talk about that. All right, well, let's go against the grain and let's play. I'm going against the grain to get it.
Hi, are you looking for the next photography podcast? Check out Against the Grain. Find us on iTunes and Google Play Store. That is www.graincast.tv and on Twitter at GraincastTV.
Awesome.
Nice horn section.
Yeah, I want to do one of those little promos like that. I'm going to make a promo, Cody. I'm going to send you over a little promo for the Digital Soup.
Yeah, well, he's got three other hosts he's got to run it past, I'm sure, too. Although I dropped this on you guys. Jason sent me an email. What is this? I said, oh, we're just going to take care of it. Don't worry. It's a friend of mine. We're good to go. So really appreciate you guys sending in the riddles. So what do we have in store this week as we go ahead and dive right in? There we go.
So that sounded like somebody diving into the sea. There's a product called Sea Cleaner, which is the latest software to get hacked. And this is a company the product that's owned by Avast. And so this article came out that hackers have sneaked malware into the Sea Cleaner, putting
sneaky
millions of PC users at risk. And Jason's making me laugh.
Okay, well, I just got to go back for a second here before you get into the story. How many diving boards dive into the sea?
There's probably a couple. Really expensive houses next to your mom's house. So,
oh man.
I'm sorry, I was laughing for 1 minute as you were going through that because I'm like, boom, 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 right into the sea.
Hey, you know what? If you had a seaside house, you might want a diving board there. It depends. You know, if there's one, you know, hold on. I'm going to stop and Google diving board sea. And so, well, see if I get a picture here. Yep, there it is. I can see it right now. So anyway.
Well, so what happened with Sea Cleaner? They're part of Avast, and we just talked about all the Equifax hacks last week and all these problems.
Avast,
right?
Landlubbers.
And now, yeah, right? Now what happened? The darn companies that are supposed to be protecting us, these hackers inserted malware right into the tool, so when people went to do the most recent upgrade, it automatically loaded as part of the upgrade this nasty malware.
Failure.
What, I mean, what are you supposed to do these days?
Disconnect from the internet.
It's
so I guess our tech podcast is going to go.
Hey, Dave, you send me a tape. I'll edit it together, and then we'll send tapes out to everybody.
Yes. We're going all analog, everybody. Right. Analog. You know what? I don't know if there's much you can do about this. I mean, this is a very trusted product. People have been using this for many, many years. If those that are listening, if you're not familiar, CCleaner stands for crap cleaner, and it's a utility that runs on your computer that will clean up junk temp files. It gives you some extra power over like your startup tasks and things like that. It can do secure erasing. Really nice free tool. The paid version gives you extra features and everything, but now you can also have free malware with it. Hey. So they're saying that about 2 million users are at risk from the malware, which has the potential to steal data. Who knows where it's sending it? Probably to Jason's hard drive.
Probably. Now, was it just the free version that was hacked, or was it also the pro version? Do we know this?
I don't know that, to be honest. It didn't really say. It just said CCleaner as a whole.
Yep.
Okay.
The good news is they're saying it infected the CCleaner 5.33 and Cloud 1.07.3191. There's a mouthful for you guys. Check your versions. But those were the tools infected. And looks like the Talos team did alert Avast very quickly about it. And they released a patch to fix this. So people with version 5.34, they're saying, should be safe. However, if you have older versions of the tool, they're saying you may still be at risk. And from what I understand, and Adam, you might know a little bit more about how this works, but people are saying, I was reading a little bit about it, and they're saying that if you think you were impacted, you can go in and somehow, I don't know if it's roll it back or do something to essentially reinstall with the newest patch, and it's going to eliminate the information out there. Mm. If it was on there already, your information may be at risk, whatever it saw, but the patch is supposed to take care of it. Now, I don't know how that's possible, because I'd have to assume it's going from that software right through everything else in your machine.
The answer to that, it depends on if the malware didn't spread anywhere else on the computer. So if it was distributed with like the executable, and you uninstalled that and reinstalled a new one, the malware is no longer going to be there. Now, if it did what any true virus will do, they tend to spread, or else become they make it really difficult to try to remove. So I would just uninstall the thing in its entirety, run full virus scan, and I would make sure that you're downloading the latest clean version after it's been verified by the company if you're going to keep using it.
What about a restore point? Could you go back prior to that and be okay?
I'm not sure. It's possible. I don't know if the restore point's capturing all the DLLs and executables that are included with CCleaner.
All right, well, here's our advice from the Digital Soup. Just take your computer, throw it in the garbage, go get a new one.
Yep.
It's time to switch away from a computer. I mean, if all... Segway. What's up with the Nintendo Switch and Netflix coming to the Nintendo Switch? I'm going to read this like a morning show radio host. Based on some reports, it seems like Netflix may be headed to the Nintendo Switch. But fans of the Nintendo handheld are split on if this is good or not. What do you guys think? How could you be unhappy to have Netflix on your device?
Oh, now I have another way I can entertain myself with the device I already have hooked up. This is BS.
Yeah, I mean, people that are upset with it, that's kind of a dumb thought process they have there then. Because
no one gives me extra features, not on my watch.
I'm playing some Zelda, and now I want to watch a movie. Well, let me put down my Switch and go get my tablet. You know, let's save a step here. It's now on your Switch. Just stay there.
How am I supposed to Netflix and chill with a Nintendo Switch?
But yeah, I mean, there's not much we could say about this story. There's Netflix on the Switch. It's good. It's not bad. The people that think it's bad are idiots, right, Dave?
Hold on, though, because it's not there. It's not there yet. Apparently, Netflix representatives have been quoted as saying that it is locked and loaded, ready to go. Nintendo has not given the okay just yet. And apparently, some of the pushback is because people think that with the Nintendo Switch being a gaming console, if they start splitting into the other divisions, so you're adding Netflix, you're adding, let's say, Amazon comes next, Hulu, all this stuff, at what point does it stop being Nintendo And at what point does it start just becoming another iPad or another small
They'd have
small
to complain
tablet.
About the Wii, too, then. That had all
yeah,
those.
Yeah, the Wii and the Wii U have all of them, yeah.
Yeah, I'm not saying I'm against it. I figured I just had to throw out some of the opposing viewpoints.
Don't throw out opposing viewpoints.
I'm with you guys. Yeah, I'm with you guys, though. I'd say bring Netflix to the Switch because, I mean, any extra value you can get out of that little machine, no, I mean, why not?
Here's what I want to know. Do you have to look at the screen to watch Netflix, or do you just wave the controller around and stare at your opponent in the eyes?
Bang, finger.
I just pointed at him.
Bang, bang.
There you go. You know so, what? I mean, can't wait for Bang Finger 2,
It's entirely possible that this doesn't happen, and then the whole idea is simply history. And speaking of history, let's talk about 40 years ago, the tech world changing.
No, I'm not going to do it every time. I'm sorry. I just wanted to do it again.
I put this in here. I linked a couple articles about tech 40 years ago, and you guys know why.
Can we talk about why that sound effect is for the segue? For those that aren't aware,
sure.
Jason, you go ahead.
Doesn't everybody know?
Yeah.
Well, like the big, you know, CEO or inventor or whatever of the Segway, he actually, you know, he passed away because he drove his Segway off a cliff. So that's what that is. Okay. That's the actual sound sample too of the event.
Yep. Yeah, captured live from the black box on the Segway he was driving.
Yeah. Oh, not black box on the Segway. So yeah, why are we talking about 40 years ago?
Because guys, this is episode 40, and I know it's not episode 100. It's 40? Not episode 200.
Oh man,
like some other shows, but 40 episodes, guys. That's kind of a big 40's
a big number. You realize that it's time for a prostate exam?
Jason's
like
learned.
Again.
I'm 46. I haven't gotten any. I thought that was 50.
You should. Yeah.
Hold
not
on.
Not semicolon, colon.
I think I know the perfect doctor for you.
Well, my straight is semi. It's not a pro yet. I'm still working there.
Dr. Phil? Now, no, I want you to just relax your sphincter.
He's from... No, the doctor you need to go see is our buddy, of a friend of the show out in Hazard County, Nebraska. His name is Chad, Dr. Chad. Mm.
Dr. Chad, really?
Go touch base with Dr. Chad.
His base.
No.
He wants you to, Dave.
No.
Not just the base. He wants everything.
Oh, jeez.
I think I caught Adam a little off guard.
I think this show is getting a...
Starting to go blue collar here.
Right.
So 40 years ago, Star Wars... I mean,
that's got to be the biggest news, right? If you're a geek.
Hey, and 40 years ago, Donald Trump was 40.
I don't know. Is that fake news? Or
that
is
fake news because he's only 70, so he
would
have been 30.
I was
going to
say, how old is he? But
he's 70.
No, yeah, I mean, when you think about 40 years ago, that was, I don't want to give away my age too bad, but it was about around the time I was born, right? And so not
the time you were born?
Yeah, I'll be 40 next summer. So, year before I was born, we get the first in the Star Wars trilogy. Mm-hmm. I mean, this blew away people. The effects, the story, you know, the whole process put together by the Industrial Light and Magic crew and George Lucas and everyone around this, it changed movies forever. I mean, it really had such a huge impact. Mm-hmm. But that's kind of the easy one. What else happened 40 years ago?
Something really big.
Yeah.
Apple released the Apple 8. I mean, the Apple 2.
Yep.
See, Apple's, you know, out. Apple's releasing stuff constantly. This is 40 years ago, and the Apple 2 came out. Now, yeah. I never used the actual Apple 2. I used the Apple 2E.
Yep. That's what my first Apple experience was as well.
You think that Apple is ever going to go retro on their look for some of their devices and bring back their old logo?
I doubt it. Oh, maybe the logo.
Kind of cool.
I was thinking
liked the logo.
Yeah.
I thought
it's
it was
like a rainbow apple.
Logo.
Looked like somebody, like a unicorn took a bite out of it.
You know what's kind of weird? I mean, and this isn't to make a political or hot button issue type of statement, but in today's culture, you would think that that logo itself with the rainbow colors would be one they would have jumped on at some point as a special release product or something for all of the pride groups and things like that. That's kind of surprising now that you say that.
Yeah, it would have been a good marketing move. It would have been a solid marketing move.
Yeah, you think from a marketing standpoint, they own it already. Why not use it? When you guys first said, would they go retro, I thought you were talking about the design of things. And I'm like,
I've got a big beige iPhone with a huge clicky keys on it.
Big clunky things.
My name's Jason.
I don't know about that. Yeah, Apple. So Apple II comes out in 77.
Atari. Star Wars.
Atari launches their first system. What was it? Video computer system, it was called. And then it renamed that to the 2600. So that's what we came to know as the Atari 2600. So that's big news. Robots.
Well, not real robots.
Just robots.
Robots?
Robots. Multiple robots.
No, I thought you were going to say more about Atari there. I'm still waiting. You know, this isn't 40 years ago. This is fast forwarding to today.
Hey, what's up, Atari Box?
Why have we not heard any updates on this Atari Box? 2017 is ticking away, guys. Cheese Knees needs to get some information to us.
Wait, isn't Cheese Knees, he's not the Atari guy, is it?
I thought he was the CEO of Atari that Jason gets emails from. Something Shinee. Oh,
who's the guy that is...
not the Nintendo guy. That's Phil
Ames.
That's
Reggie.
Phil Ames. Yeah.
Yep.
Filet mignon cheese knees.
I'm getting hungry.
Now, Apple wasn't the only computer back in those days. There was also the Commodore 1530 data set. Do you guys remember this?
No.
Classic data set.
The next computer I do remember, but no, I don't remember that.
Yeah, I don't remember the data set, but I remember the Commodore name because we used to have this. It essentially reminded me of like a Bluetooth keyboard today, but it had wires,
they're
obviously.
They're a good band, the Commodores.
Yeah, right. They were probably a little more than 40 years ago, though, but not much, though, I suppose.
70s
they
were, through 80s.
Yeah, 70s.
A little funk.
Yeah, I suppose. But I remember, was it the Commodore 64, I think?
That was a hugely popular computer.
Yeah, I remember that we had one of those at home, but I feel
like
we
got it. Oh, you actually had a Commodore 64?
Yeah, well, I don't know if we had all of a Commodore 64.
Oh,
let me be clear on
that.
Yeah,
we just had the cable to plug it into the TV.
No, but listen, because I don't know if this was the whole thing. It literally was like a big keyboard with some extra buttons on it. There was cables that went out and connected to your TV. There was a spot for like cartridges or discs of some sort, but we never had anything else with it. I just remember learning you could do different commands on there and stuff and just play around doing simple things on the screen, changing colors. I didn't know what I was doing.
Oh, so you didn't actually have any software or anything, any games on it?
No. Yeah, it was just the machine itself, but no software, nothing else. But we did have that growing up. But like I said, I'm positive we didn't buy it. My parents didn't buy it. I'm thinking a family member or someone must have had it and thought it was, you know, I'm going to toss this junk out or something. Who knows? But what was the computer you're talking about?
Oh, I was talking about the Tandy TRS-80.
A Tandy, which, Tandy.
Yeah, I actually had the Tandy TRS-80. Now, not the one from 40 years ago. It was a later iteration, but I did have, before it became the Tandy color computer, it was the TRS-80, which a lot of people call the Trash 80. They're so clever. but TRS-80 just stood for Tandy Radio Shack, and then it just became Tandy after that. But I actually had the old TRS-80. It was an old gray computer, and I had a tape deck on it. This didn't even have even the 5 1/4 inch floppy disk. This was tape. And I was the man with that tape deck, man. I had Zaxxon on there. I'd put it in there. I'd hit play, and I'd be playing Zaxxon a good 5 minutes later once it all loaded.
Whoa.
So, I know.
So, Dave, you included another link in here to what was going on in 1977, and I'm staring at this going, right. Wow, this is kind of cool.
Right.
It's really interesting to look back in history and see the number one most popular book was The Silmarillion by J.R.R. Tolkien. That book is practically unreadable. I read the whole thing once and I was like, oh, when are we getting through all the 50,000 names of an elf crap? It's like,
right. I mean,
but
that's the history of the elves.
Yeah,
though.
But
I mean,
halfway through the book, though, it does actually get good. So,
yeah,
I mean, it really ramps up.
You know what else happened in 77?
What?
My wife was born.
Whoa. Cradle robber.
Yeah, I was six. I was six, and she was one, and we, you know. Yep.
Well.
Yeah, well.
Yep, exactly.
Something like that.
Record of the year, Hotel California by the Eagles.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to say. That the Grammys bring some music into this. So best song, You Light Up My Life. I don't really like that song.
How's that one go?
But it's
You Light Up My Life.
No, I don't
you
know.
You give me hope to carry on. You light up my days and fill my nights with song.
It can't be wrong. I don't know if he's making it up or if that's really it.
For you to be right. Yeah, it is right. I remember that song.
Awesome.
Well, you are
Fleetwood
old
Mac.
To.
How does this work, Adam? As a music guy, they have Grammy Awards for Record of the Year and Best Album. What is the difference?
I don't know.
Because they're saying the Eagles took Record of the Year with their Hotel California album, well, but Best Album was Rumors by Fleetwood Mac.
Two distinctly different categories, apparently.
Yeah, yeah.
So male isn't vocalist, isn't that kind James of what happened Taylor. With Taylor Swift and Kanye West, where she got like Best Album, but then it turned out
Beyonce's
was Record of the Year or something? I think what's really interesting is that Apple Computer Incorporated on February 9th, and then on the 19th, U.S. Space Shuttle prototype Enterprise flew for the first time on top of a 747. Whoa.
Was it coming out of the sky?
Yes.
No.
Okay.
Coming out of this guy.
misheard lyrics, 1977.
Yeah. Excuse me while I kiss this guy.
Check this out.
Not
though.
1977, but anyway, go ahead.
We talked about this already. The Apple II goes on sale June 5th. How much did that cost, do you think, back in 77?
Like the first
Two
Apple?
Grand.
Oh, $5,000 maybe?
Yeah. No, not well, in today's money, maybe, because back in 1977, Apple II goes on sale for what this site is showing as $1,298 U.S., which by that standards and you know.
Yeah, with inflation, that's got to be at least double. Stuff,
that's huge,
yeah.
Which goes to show you that since day one, Apple has always been expensive.
Wow. Yeah, the TRS-80 was priced at $599.
Right, right.
So what was the, this is 1977, what was the price?
$1,298.
In 2017 dollars, comes out to $5,243.11.
Wow. That's a lot of dollars.
I can't afford that. I got kids.
Well, what else? Well, some big inventions.
Look at the iMac Pro that just come out. That's like $5,000. So it's like
I can't afford that. I got kids.
I understand that, Adam. But take a look at the iMac Pro specs compared to the Apple II, and it's like, oh my god, I just got screwed here.
Yep.
I really think
I just Apple had to wait 40 years, and I could get something way better.
I think awesome. Apple needs to come out with a new announcement. Like, look, we understand our products are expensive. And for those of you that can't afford this new $5,000 iMac Pro or whatever it was you just said, we've got this brand new, we've had them in our warehouse, an Apple II from 1977. Retro is in, right? And we'll sell it to you for $200. And then scalpers will buy them and resell them for $900. Nice. So.
And it's running at a snappy 2 megahertz.
Hey, right? Going down to Academy Awards here. Best Picture, Annie Hall. Best Director, Woody Allen for Annie Hall. Best Actress, Diane Keaton from Annie Hall. Boring.
Yeah.
Woody Allen.
Pass on Annie Hall.
Didn't Star Wars win something? But they didn't win like Picture of the Year, but I they had to have won like effects.
Yeah. Probably special effects or something. Yeah.
Yeah, I thought Annie Hall had go to special effects. Okay, I've never actually seen it. Okay,
speaking of Annie Hall, did you guys hear about Bobby the Brain Heenan? I just heard about this the other day.
Segway,
and the segue is Scott Hall, but you know I know he had nothing to do with it, but. Yeah, Bobby the Brain Heenan died, what, a few weeks ago now.
And oh,
we
heard
totally
that.
Missed it. We didn't even talk about it. And now I guess Ric Flair is close to being dead too.
Well, he was in the hospital a month ago almost now. They had people out, you know, sending prayers all over Facebook and Twitter. He went in with some issues and then sounded like he was making a recovery slow but steady recovery. So, yeah, some other big names there.
Bobby Heenan died September 17th. So, yeah, a couple of weeks ago, and we completely missed it.
Huh.
Not even a week ago.
Bummer. So. Yeah, well, maybe that's why we missed it, because remember, we recorded early last week. So
oh, yeah, that's right.
A little behind the curtain peek there. I just, before we jump off this 40 years ago, when we were talking about movies, because we love our movies here. So we know Star Wars is there. What were some of the other big movies? Do you guys see this part of that list?
Yeah, I think it was Infinity War.
No, you've got Rocky.
You've got Rocky.
Absolute classic. You've got Smokey and the Bandit.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I love that movie.
King Kong.
The new one?
No.
Oh, okay.
The original one. Close Encounters of the Third Kind.
Oh, I want some mashed potatoes. I'm hungry.
This and means something.
Yeah. I was so in Jaws, okay? I'm Richard Dreyfuss.
What year was Jaws, though? That had to be...
That was 70s, or like earlier 70s, in the 70s. Okay.
Jaws was 75.
75, yeah. So, I mean, you had some great classics in 77. It was a good year for movies. So,
they have, yeah, The Silver Streak. You guys know that one?
I don't remember it.
That was the train.
Was like from the Coors commercials?
Yeah, I think so. It was a Silver Bullet. And then the sequel didn't do as well as Brown Streak.
Oh, man.
Brown
the
Streak.
The gift that keeps on giving.
Look.
Gift your wife hates the most when she's doing your laundry.
Oh.
Anyways. Let's,
and so,
what is this guy talking about? This guy's strange.
What is this guy talking about? What is this guy talking about? What is this guy talking about? Hey, is there
after
an echo
your
in
wife's
here?
An echo, yeah. What is there echoing?
I don't know.
Hold on. Let me adjust a couple things here.
Another great soundbite. Hello. Amazon's latest tablet is possibly also an Echo?
Is there anybody in
there? Can anybody hear me?
Okay, now, what is that? Is that, that's...
That's Pink Floyd.
No, but you were saying
it's Comfortably Numb.
You were singing it like what, Bob Dylan?
No. Kind of, a little bit.
I was I was trying to stay back and quiet.
Very obscure reference here.
Might like to give me the show.
Did you guys ever watch
Feel the Warmth?
You ever watch UHF?
Oh, yeah.
Obscure reference, but there's these two guys on there that are like... I can't explain why, but you should check it out. I don't even know. There's got to be a YouTube clip of this. It was like one of the weirdest things I ever saw. But it's these two guys with beards, and they're just like they're on the whatever variety show. They're like,
oh man. Now we've mentioned this movie several times, so listeners, if you have not seen this, go ahead and watch it. It's pretty dang entertaining, I think.
Oh man, I gotta be able to find this. Oh,
it stands, Jason.
The best Weird Al movie ever.
No, the best concert I have ever been to this day, and I've seen quite a few.
Did you go with me?
Yep, me and you went and saw, and your brother and
I can't remember who was there.
A bunch of us went and saw Weird Al.
I loved it, man. He puts on a show, dude.
Yeah, that was such a fun show, and just amazingly talented people. But what we were talking about there before we got sidetracked and then, we were singing poorly and all that fun stuff was Amazon's latest tablet just came out, the Fire HD 10. And now I see also the Fire 7 and 8, I believe, with software updates are going to have this on it as well. But Amazon has added their hands-free voice services of Alexa to their latest tablet.
So now my tablet's going to listen to me?
Yeah.
Sweet.
Why are you doing that? I'm a tablet.
This is very timely story here, Dave, because just last week, my order of 3 HD7s came in. We got our daughter some new ones for Christmas, this coming Christmas. They had a massive sale for Prime members.
Yeah, I saw
$30.
That.
I can't afford that, I have kids!
Yeah, so, $30. Pretty cool news in that. I mean, I don't have any experience with the Fire tablets at all. I had my only tablet I've ever had actually was an iPad 2, which was, I bought it when it was new and now it's way outdated and it's slow. And, I gave it to my 8-year-old just to play with, reading Kindle books a little bit, and she'll watch a little YouTube at times, but
no.
Okay.
Dave doesn't get it, but Adam gets it.
It
took me a while to find it, which sucks. I wish I could have found it when we're still talking about it.
That was close encounters, right? Yeah.
That sounds like what?
Just out of nowhere. This is like, well, just, it took me. The song clip's not going to apply to the situation anymore, but screw it. I'm going to play it anyway. I'm Jason. I do what I want.
Yeah. And so
it was hella loud too. Oh my god.
Loud.
So right now we'd like to take just a moment to pitch our newest product services, and that is the Digital Soup production team, where we will stay right on top of all of the latest and greatest edits in your own podcast. Be sure and send those over.
Just ridiculous.
We promise to stay with sound clips that are relevant to your episode that we're editing now from at least 2 weeks ago on references you made. It'll be great.
Hey, wait, I got a Nintendo Switch sound effect, guys. Hold on.
Is that a sound effect?
No, from our first
original
episode,
show.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, I just thought of a great Equifax sound clip, guys.
Oh, man.
All right, sorry. Go ahead, Dave. I'm sorry, I'm railed.
Yeah.
Beautiful sound I had there.
No, what I was saying though is I've never owned any of these Fire tablets, and I'm curious because I do kind of miss having a tablet, even though I've got a laptop. But just when you're sitting on the couch, you want to read. I used to use mine basically. That's why I never got a new iPad, is because I basically used it for Kindle.
Is that somebody doing that on a saxophone? What the heck?
Oh man. So I basically used it on my as a Kindle reader. Oh, you guys are killing me.
Us guys.
Jason's killing me.
That was all Adam. It's Adam at Digital Soup Podcast.com.
Right. Oh man. No, I used it to read on Kindle. I used it for some web surfing, and I'd browse photos and do some little things there. But I'm kind of thinking at the price point for around $200, that Fire HD 10, a nice big screen, that sounds like not a bad price for a decent tablet.
Can this have like Plex and other apps like that on there?
Yes, it can. But here's the thing you have to remember about the Amazon Kindle Fires. They are locked into the Kindle store. You do not have any access unless you sideload. You have no access to the Google Play Store. So you can only get the apps that are on the Kindle Fire store, and that's probably a third of the Google store.
So let me ask, here's the important apps that I would need on a tablet. Obviously, Kindle's going to be there because it's an Amazon device.
That's it.
Tinder, yes.
No. Netflix?
Yes.
Netflix is on there.
Yep.
You were talking about Plex. That would be another decent one to
yes,
have.
Yes, Plex is on there.
Facebook.
Yeah,
Facebook, Twitter, any of those.
That's it.
Instagram.
Yeah, four apps. That's it.
Yeah.
Instagram. Yeah, those are all the main ones are on there, and a majority of the games and stuff too are on there.
Right.
But you will notice if you go into it, I think you can go into the Fire store just from the website and you can browse what they have just so you know in advance before purchasing it.
Sure.
Hey, this is going to work out for me or it isn't.
Okay.
But like you guys have known, I've purchased many a Kindle Fires that are called blacklisted. Off of eBay, it's sort of like iCloud locked, but for Kindle Fires. And what you do is I've rooted them and I've installed full Android, which you can do because these are actual full Android tablets. They just have this Kindle interface.
And if you don't want to mess with that, my wife's had I got her the Fire HD 6 back in a long time ago.
Oh, okay. You couldn't, splurge on the 7?
Christmas is coming.
It was good. It was a good tablet. That didn't indicate the screen size. That was like the model number, I thought, for some reason.
No, it's screen size.
Was it?
They're all screen sizes, yes. The 6, 7, and 10.
Your face is screen size. But anyway, she really likes it. There hasn't been anything.
What? What?
So.
Oh, no.
You're lucky it didn't work.
That's what she said.
So, Adam, we did put a link here in the show notes. If you want to update, her tablet for Christmas, that Fire HD 10 tablet is updated, and it's affiliate link, so you'll help out Jason on the Digital Soup Podcast production side. So.
I was just going to say, the show's coming on in 2 minutes. I need to preface this a little bit. Do you need to finish something real fast, Dave, before we cut over?
Well, I was just going to also mention that Amazon is also looking now into the smart glasses with
they're
Google Glass.
They're looking into their glasses?
Well, they're going to. Yeah, see what I did there, right? I actually put that in the show notes. I didn't even read it, but You know, what are they thinking? What, you know, why are people so dead set on these smart glasses? And this is going to be set up with Alexa.
You can't just use your hands to use your tablet and stuff. You just have it on your face.
Well, the cool thing about this is that Alexa will be integrated into the glasses. There'll be no headphones, but it's going to be using that. Have you, if you've seen it, the bone conduction.
The bones in your ear, right?
Yeah, there were the glasses vibrate. Yeah. And so you'll be able to hear her right in your head all the time.
I mean, can't wait for Alexa to watch me take a...
Alexa, please order more TP.
Alexa, what is this? What's this mark?
All right, well, on that subject here, I got to get over to this other show here real fast. So we can
Alexa, does this look
second.
Normal?
All right, so I got some good news for you guys.
Yeah?
I've been working behind the scenes. And we're expanding. We are no longer just the Digital Suit Podcast in the good old U.S. of A. Okay. We are now heading abroad.
What?
And we have our first offshoot show, our first Digital Suit Podcast in another country. Now, they're going to be airing here, it looks like, in about 26 seconds. So I'm going to hurry here so we can hit it when they first start. This is their very first episode. I'm so excited to hear it. And the same format. It's three dudes, awesome dudes. And it is actually taking place in Roto, Spain. Have you guys ever been to Spain?
No.
No.
It is R-O-T-A or R-O-T-O? I can't remember. It's
probably
Rota.
R-O-T-A is Rota.
Yeah, that's what it is here. But I'm on the website right now. They're going to start right now. You guys ready?
Yeah.
All right, everybody. Here is Digital Soup in Spain.
Hola, bienvenido al Digital Soup Podcast. Mi nombre es Jason y conmigo está Adam y usualmente Dave. ¿Cómo están, muchachos?
Hola, ¿qué tal?
Buenas.
Voy a la playa, ya subió la marea.
All right, we'll come back to our show, but that's
wow. How much you pay for that one?
that's what are you talking about?
What was that?
That is Digital Soup in Rota, Spain.
So it's like, it's a show of three guys that are doing like a syndicated version of our show.
Exactly.
And
they're using Spanish version.
And they're using our same names even. Isn't that kind of weird?
Hola.
I mean, I know the Impractical Jokers, for example, that TV show, they have other versions of their shows that have popped up in other countries.
Exactly.
But the hosts on that show aren't like... Hola, we are Q and Mur and Sal and Joe.
Here's the thing, though. I don't speak Spanish, so I hope that they did what I put down for the script. What did they say, Adam?
You have to play it back again. But you're going to have to do it, turn it down just a hair so it's not so overwhelming.
Oh, man.
Let's do it.
Hola, bienvenido al Digital Soup Podcast. Mi nombre es Jason y conmigo está Adam y usualmente Dave. ¿Cómo están, muchachos?
Hola, ¿qué tal?
Buenas.
Voy a la playa, ya subió la marea.
I don't know what that guy just said. Why is he just
here's
losing
what,
it?
Here's what I'm hoping.
Because he's saying, you know, welcome to the Digital Soup Podcast. My name is Jason, and with me is also usualmente Dave. Usually Dave. Mi nombre es Adam y yo te amo computador. No, not te amo. It's y amo computadoras y hosting el podcast de La Sopa Digital.
Okay, but did he say our normal intro, or did he say something
so,
like...
I think so, no.
I like donkey.
No, he didn't. He said, he was like, Bienvenido al Digital Soup Podcast. That's welcome to the Digital Soup Podcast. Yeah. So for those that are listening, I don't actually speak Spanish. I just took Spanish. I took Spanish in college, and I'm trying my best, and it's probably wrong, and I suck. But so tell us the script you gave him. What was that guy at the end like? Oh, no.
All right. So he read the script, And it was exactly what you said. It's just our basic script here. And then I've found some free music, Latin music, as a bed. And then that clip at the end is just laughing Spanish guy was what the clip said.
Oh, so that wasn't part of your script?
No. Okay. And it was probably the best part of the script.
Sounded kind of like the mariachi band before they start that always like... And then they start playing the big guitars.
Way to blow it, Adam, and saying I bought this. I didn't know. It was supposed to be real.
I was kind of confused. I was like, "What is going on?"
I was like, "Welcome to the Digital Soup Podcast." I got that much out of it, and then it was a bunch of stuff that I couldn't recognize. And
so, brilliant. If any of our Spanish listening listeners, our Spanish speaking listeners,
Spanish listening, yeah, for everybody in Rota, Spain, did you just like Google a Spanish city and pick one?
No, I actually lived in Rota, Spain.
Did you really?
I did. My dad was stationed there when he was in the military, and we lived there for a few years.
Is that why you called it Roto?
I didn't know what it was. It's Rota, Frodo. Frodo, Spain. Yes, I lived in Frodo, Spain. I was at Hobbitville.
Baggins. Frodo Baggins.
Bilbo Baggins.
Oh, jeez.
All right, so that was just a fun little thing there I thought I'd do for the night.
I like it.
That was awesome. Yeah.
All right, well, let's get back to the show.
The guy laughing at the end was the best part.
I know, that's what I said, too. It's pretty sad.
Yep. So we're going to bring this home. It's time to bring this home and talk a little bit about...
So are we rounding third? Is that what we're doing?
You know what? It'd probably be a first for some... Never mind. I don't know.
Adam's like, it's just sports? I don't know what you're talking about.
I don't do sport ball talk.
Yeah.
When you round third, is that before you get a goal?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Sort of. It's a goal.
I'm not that bad. I do know foosball when I hear
you know, third base is a goal for some.
Third base is a goal for some.
Just saying. Like,
one of these days, third base.
Woo. I just want to get the first.
Oh, a girl looked at me at the gas station. I think she was interested.
All right. So here's what I'm hearing. Here's what I'm hearing.
A lot of ridiculousness is what you're hearing.
No.
Right. This
Google
whole episode.
Home has a mini Murray. Is that what I'm hearing? Mini Murray.
Well. Yeah,
let's put a freaking bell on that Google Home.
The Google Home Mini. What will it cost? $49. What does it do? I don't know.
Same thing as your Amazon Echo Dot.
That's what I was going to say. It's a dot, basically.
But
I'm a rebel, Dottie.
But there is one feature about this. Now, this is Google has some rumors have leaked about this Google Home Mini, which... article I saw was on September 19th, so could have had some updates since then. But the big thing about this is that what Google does that Amazon does not is that you can use Google to enable phone calls through your Google phone number you can get. And so what a lot of people are speculating, and this is why it could be some trouble for Amazon, is that you could place a bunch of these Google Home Minis anywhere you want them and basically enable phone calls to any number using Google Home.
So to real numbers, like your home number or your cell phone. Okay.
Right.
Yeah, the and dot so, is just dot. It's just dot to dot, echo to
right.
echo.
And so using the Google phone services, you may be able, they may have a leg up on Amazon on that respect.
Get a leg up. Get a leg over, boy. Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
I mean, you're thinking.
Dead silence, like Adam's singing again.
We'll
edit that out.
Shake a leg. No. <There's>... Oh, no.
Oh, you sounded like Ed McMahon on that last laugh.
I know I did.
That was awesome.
Also,
here's Johnny. So this article you linked to on smarterhouseresource.com has one comment, and it just says not interested.
Right. That was me. It wasn't. No, I just saw this. I'm going to be honest, I don't have any of these voice services devices in my home. I don't have any Dots. I don't have any Google Home service. I don't even use Siri on my phone. I've got her deactivated. I don't know why. I just don't. But
for something like this, looking at it, it's kind of an interesting option. Google Home is a voice-enabled wireless speaker developed by Google, announced on May 18th, 2016, at Google I.O. So
she was telling me what Google Home was.
Oh, right.
Hey, what about Cortana? Anybody ever use that?
No. In fact, I need to find a way. I know it's just a setting. I want to turn all that off on my computer, too. I don't know why. The dumb thing is, when I'm on my phone, I don't want to talk to it and ask it questions. I feel stupid doing that. But the one thing I use all the time is the simple speech to text. I use that all the time. It results in kind of odd texting sometimes. But if I'm in a car or something like that, especially, and you know, if I get a message or something, I don't even have to look away because of where I've got my phone mounted. I can just hit the button and talk.
So that's why you asked me about my prostate last week, Dave.
No, he was legitimately concerned because you haven't seen the doctor yet.
Because you're old.
Three-finger special.
Dave's like, you want to borrow my balloon?
No.
What the?
They all float down here.
Well, no, I was talking about the balloon that goes. It's like a Nike pump, but in your derriere.
Yeah, right.
Isn't it from Derry? Whoa.
Derry, yeah, but it was a Reebok.
That is weird.
Yeah, it's something with there's something wrong with that Derry air.
Something there. Nice. Nice. So, I don't know. What do you guys think? Jason, you're the only one I know. Adam, you don't have any of these, do you?
Well, like Alexa. I use Siri on my phone, and honestly, if you use the speech to like the voice to text, it is still submitting your voice to their service.
Yeah. I'm not worried about privacy. I just feel stupid doing it. Like, I'd feel stupid, like, walking around
good
my
sound
house
clip there,
going,
Jason.
Going, you know, Amazon A-word. I don't want to trigger everyone's device. Hey, can you add milk to my shopping list? And turn the lights on over here for me.
Remember when people used to talk to themselves and it meant they were crazy?
Yeah. And that's
now
what
it's
I,
like
I mean,
standard normal thing. Either they got a Bluetooth device in or they're talking to a little...
Right.
Device connected to their internet connection.
Yeah, I think it's, for me, it's just one of those things. I have nothing against it. To me, they look fantastic, but here's my one problem with it. If you're going to get into the home automation and this kind of smart connected home, you can't just get one or two devices. It's a big investment to start getting the light fixtures, the power outlets, all this stuff tied together. Mm-hmm. And next thing you know, you've got just tons of gear, and it's like, I don't think I'd want to do that.
I want someone to be able to hack everything I am.
Yeah, I can stand up and adjust my thermostat on my way to bed manually, I think. I'm just, not to sound like a curmudgeon or something, but it's really just a situation where I just haven't really seen a need for it myself. But
what if you're 500 pounds and can't get out of your chair? It'd be pretty handy.
Well, for
is that why you have Amazon?
Exactly.
Amazon Echo, order me some more cheeseburgers. I'm too fat to get up.
That was just Adam normally there.
I tried to sit up for a second. It didn't work out.
Right.
Yeah, do you have a sound of a tuba playing that? That would be mine.
No, I don't. Man. Maybe Jason does. You know, before we go on, we're getting close. We're at our hour mark here. And I know we've got a few things left we want to touch base on real quick. But before we do that, want to just take a second and remind you guys that, as you know, we are a member of the Gunna Geek Podcast Network, which you can find over at gunnageek.com. And wanted to point out every week we like to share with you one of the shows on the network. And they've got a new show that just joined the network with us, I think it was a week or two ago, called Just One More Fix. Pretty interesting show, actually. What it is, the show description basically says, join lifelong gamers James, Kurt, Lacey, Lee, and Carrie around the table as they geek out about RPGs, gaming, and gamer culture. This includes game reviews, inspiration, scenario design, and other aspects of great gaming. Now, a lot of shows on this network talk about gaming. What I'm talking about here is tabletop gaming. I mean, old school
Warhammer
games with your friends. Yeah. And so it's a pretty interesting podcast and pretty cool. So go check out Just One More Fix. You can find them over at the Gunna Geek Podcast Network at gunnageek.com. And so that's all I have for our promo.
Hero Quest.
Hero Quest. Now check it out, yeah, though. Let them know you. If you go check them out, give them some feedback. Let them know you heard about them from Digital Soup. They're friends over on the network here with us. And so I saw a bunch of movie news this week. And I think rather than breaking things down in detail, let's just kind of go rapid fire through this and get your thoughts on it. Yeah.
Pew, pew. Speaking of rapid fire, I saw Lara Croft holding up two pistols at the end of the trailer for Tomb Raider.
Yeah.
What?
Did you watch
that? Best part of that trailer? A handcuffed Lara Croft jumping off of a wing of a plane that is breaking off. I loved it.
Yeah, it was a cool trailer. I think what they're talking about is the new Tomb Raider movie that's set to come out in 2018. The thing I like about it is it doesn't have that Hollywood feel like the Angelina Jolie movies do. I know in our Facebook group, we had a little discussion about it, and some people really love the Angelina Jolie versions, and there was one or two of our listeners that did not. And I'm lukewarm on the Angelina Jolie versions just because it was hard to not just see Angelina Jolie pretending to be Lara Croft, if that makes sense. I have that trouble sometimes in movies when you have too big of a star playing a role.
Yeah.
It takes me out of the character.
This woman looks more like what you pictured Lara Croft would look
like. Yep, athletic. More athletic, less Hollywood, you know.
Less lips.
Yeah, less fake. And so,
yeah.
But this is kind of cool, too, in Tomb Raider, because this looks like it's going to take the story of kind of the her becoming this adventurer. It's not so much
Herbie?
Like Herbie. Yeah,
the love bug. Oh, they need a new Herbie the Love Bug movie.
Wasn't the last one with Lindsay Lohan?
Oh, didn't yeah, they need to, you know, wash that bad taste out of my mouth with a good Herbie.
I got to see, I'm sure a lot. Oh, man, that is a song clip. So let me get this straight. You want to wash the bad taste of Lindsay Lohan, which I'll give you. She's made some questionable choices as she's gone on in her career. But at
and
one
she's
point,
psycho.
A very attractive woman. Maybe she's psycho, but you want to wash the bad taste of her out of your mouth with Herbie.
Yeah, Hancock.
Oh, no.
And speaking of Hancock, Hancock 2 is in production.
Is it really?
No, I just tried to think of a segue.
Oh, jeez. Well,
to get us away from the bad taste.
Well, when you and Herbie are done washing out your mouth... you can come back here and we'll talk about this other movie I saw a trailer for. It's called The Mountain Between Us. It stars Idris Elba and Kate Winslet, couple big name actors and actresses there,
and a Volkswagen Beetle.
Right. I mean, the premise of this, Mountain Between Us, they're strangers on a flight somewhere that they last minute and it gets rerouted. The plane crashes up in the mountains. It looks fantastic.
It does look
visually
good.
And Idris Elba, he does eat Kate Winslet's leg.
Hmm.
Oh.
This has not been confirmed, just so everyone's clear. But no, I thought, you know, for something like...
Well, if
like,
you crash in the mountains, you always turn to cannibalism, don't you?
No.
Yeah, cannibalism.com.
Yeah.
Yeah, but there's no signal in the mountain. I know, it's one of these, you know, survival movies. It's not a horror movie.
No.
Just an intense survival movie. And, you know, I think Hollywood really could use some big movies coming out that aren't necessarily just superhero movies. As much as I love the superhero movies that we're getting, and I'm looking forward to everything coming, but I really feel like we need to have some big blockbusters, some really big box office hits that are not just superhero movies. I mean, if you look at It, for example, that just surpassed... It's the highest grossing horror film
Pennywise
of all time.
Pennywise is a superhero. He's a superhero to me.
Yeah, okay. You and Herbie and Pennywise then, okay. Yeah. I'm seeing how this is going. But, I mean, it just beat out The Exorcist, which held that level, that mark forever, and it's now the highest grossing horror movie of all time, which is pretty awesome. But, you know, for movies, for people to be interested in cinema, there's a lot of people that just love good films. It doesn't have to be superheroes. And we're a geek culture podcast, so naturally we love seeing the new, you know, superhero movies and comic book stuff and all Netflix series, everything else. But it's really good sometimes when you can just find those movies that just are excellent and they're not necessarily a geek movie. They're just a great fiction work that's just a lot of fun. So
I'm looking forward to, it's not a superhero, but it is a comedy. I'm really looking forward to Austin Powers 4.
Yeah.
So
is that really happening? Yes,
it is.
Yeah.
Really?
It is.
You're not pulling my leg. You're not chewing my leg like Idris Elba and Kate Winslet.
Nope. Definitely not.
That's my leg.
Austin Powers 4 should be a lot of fun. I mean, that's a thing. I remember, especially in the 90s, 80s and 90s, there were so many different movies. And it's like there's no B movies anymore that are just tons of fun, but they're not going to be Oscar winning. You know what I mean? When you think about the movies when we were growing up and through our young adulthood, there were tons and tons of movies that were just fantastic, cult classics. Now it's like it's either
Tommy
Hollywood,
Boy.
Yeah, well, exactly. Those
we
kinds
were,
of movies.
We're adults then, but.
Right. But, I mean, you don't see that kind of stuff that is really, really good, but just not the big, you know, superhero box office, Oscar-winning type of movie. So I think it'd be great for the movie industry for that to happen. A lot of that programming, though, has gone over to places like Netflix and Amazon. And a great example of that right now is, have you been seeing what they're doing with The Punisher on Netflix?
No.
Yes.
Tell me. You tell me, Adam. Dave spoke way too long.
Yeah, way too much.
The Punisher is now a series on Netflix.
All right, thanks. Yeah. Next story.
But what are they doing with it? What they're doing with it that's so cool is that this Punisher series, they've been teasing it since before The Defenders came out,
that's
which was
nice.
Earlier this summer. And so tweaking it and teasing it and tantalizing with us. But, yeah, I love The Punisher.
Herbie?
One of my favorite comics. But
Herbie Hancock.
They've been throwing these teasers out there. And the crazy thing is, The Punisher series is coming in 2017 still. That's only a couple months left in this year. Netflix still will not release a date. Every time they show the date, it's all blacked out and squiggled out, and they won't tell us the date that it's actually going to drop on, which I think is brilliant because it's really driving the buzz up around this series. And I think what's going to happen is they're not going to announce it ahead of time. They're just going to say, hey, guys, it's out. Go have fun with it, which is pretty awesome. So
I'm excited for Stranger Things season 2.
Season 2, when is that?
I still haven't seen the
I think
first
it's supposed
yet.
To be coming out around Halloween. You haven't seen the first one
is
yet?
Is it late October?
I have not seen it.
It's pretty good.
I have it. I just haven't seen it.
Yeah, it's a really good series. You should check that out. A lot of fun. Adam will probably agree with this. It really captures the feel of the 80s. Fantastic. Yeah.
Well, half the cast was in it.
Well, no. One person.
Half the cast, I heard.
Yeah.
It reminded me a lot of like the old, you know, the 80s Stephen King
Stand
stuff.
By
right.
Me.
Right.
Well, yeah.
It was a lot of fun. Really
it's good.
Cool
it's
a
good movie. You like. It's not even a movie.
You know what
it's
else it. Just came out? Adam, before we get off that, did you ever see it yet?
No, I've penciled in this Thursday.
Nice.
So
ooh,
next
can
week,
I come see
hopefully.
It?
Yes, you can.
Sweet.
So
can
yeah,
you buy
we,
me a ticket?
We should be able to talk about it next time.
Plane?
Around. Yep.
Cool.
Give me a ticket to an airplane.
Yeah, right. So you guys, more so than me,
yep,
are Star Trek fans.
Yeah, no. I'm a tracker. They call me Tracker.
Right.
I'm a
but
tracker.
No, I know the new series is out. What do they have, two seasons out right now? Or two episodes.
Two seasons just came out. It's pretty amazing.
Yeah, it's just like Fuller House. In. They release the whole season on the same day.
That's the best way to watch TV, if you ask me.
It actually is. I don't know. Do they get all the marketing money then and stuff? Is that why a lot of companies don't do that? I mean, I know Netflix does it because it's. I don't know how the Netflix
I
model
think
even
it's
works.
More,
how they make money off of that?
Yeah, I honestly think it's more just when you're dealing with the differences of a major network like ABC, CBS, NBC versus somewhere like Netflix or Amazon. The nice part about it is when they do a whole season like that and they release it all at once, they can film it and treat it as if it's one movie. So you get this Uber continuity through the whole thing.
Oh, I don't like Uber. I like Lyft.
Well, you get this super continuity through it. And it's kind of cool because how many times you've been watching a TV show and then there's fan outcry about something and all of a sudden the show just like changes and it's not good anymore. And it's because
you know,
they're doing these
they
episodes
do that,
a
they're
week
stupid.
Or two.
That showrunner should never do that. Don't listen to the fans.
But it happens all the time on major networks where they film the episodes a week or two ahead of time at best. And so they'll try and adapt to what viewer feedback is saying real time as they go, Whereas when they do these Netflix series and stuff, it's all done like a movie. They're able to take their time and really tell their story. It's, to me, amazing. I love it. Mm-hmm. But the whole point of this was that the new Star Trek series is out. Now, have you guys seen any of it?
I have not yet.
I have watched both of them, actually, today.
So what did you think?
I enjoyed it. It's a little bit different than the other Star Trek. Now, in the timeline, this takes place after Enterprise with Scott Bakula, but before the original series with Captain James T. Kirk and Leonard Nimoy and Bones and Scotty. So it falls into there, but of course the tech is so much better. That's what's hilarious. Enterprise's tech blew away the original series, and then of course this one even blows away that. I mean, it's funny the way it works. You know, you think, oh well, let's try to make the tech not as good because it took place before, but they don't. Anyways,
right.
It was awesome. I mean, it was basically a 2-hour show broken up into two halves, two acts. And I think what it was the first hour episode was on CBS. And it's not remaining on CBS. It's only on CBS All Access, which you need to pay $6 a month to actually stream and watch the new Star Trek series. So the second half was on the CBS All Access. And It was a great. I mean, I really enjoyed it. It Sonequa Martin Green, which Adam knows, but Dave doesn't. She was killed off last season in Walking Dead, so that's why she's in this. And everybody, once she got announced that she was on Star Trek, before she died in the show, so of course everybody's like, well, she's dying. She'll be dead soon. We know that.
Right.
So that wasn't a shocker at all. Adam, you know who she was, right?
Yeah. Yep.
Okay, so she actually plays not the captain of the ship like in all the other Star Treks. It is the main character is actually the first officer. So it's kind of different. Through the whole thing, through the whole first episode, she is a first officer. Now, where this goes from here, I did see the previews for the remainder of the season, and it's not looking good for her in a lot of this. I don't want to give anything away. But you definitely, Adam, you definitely need to watch it. Dave, you need to start with Enterprise and through all of them and then watch this.
So
Dave hasn't watched a single episode.
I don't want to turn this political, but there was an article on Entertainment Weekly about how this new Star Trek version is trying to go political as far as, like, they're looking at the Klingons like Trump voters. And, like, because they're
oh, my gosh.
I'm not kidding. This is a real article. Star Trek Discovery to tackle Trump era political divide. And what they're talking about is, Klingons are going to help us look at certain side of ourselves and our country. Isolationism is a big theme. Racial purity is a big theme. Klingons aren't the enemy, but they have a different view on things, and it raises big questions. And yeah, I thought that was pretty weird. Just as a Star Trek fan myself, just kind of going, well, so you have to do that? Because
I agree with that on every count. Anything TV, sports, I don't care. Can't we just play sports? Can't we just watch our shows?
I just want to play sportball.
Be wrapped up. Yeah, I mean, does the political stuff? I know people are going to get upset about this, but in my opinion, it's like just keep it. Enjoy stuff.
I would have rather not known, and I probably would not have linked the two together.
No, and that's what I was going to say.
Exactly.
I did not psychoanalyze the episode in the least, but I did not get that feeling that drift at all.
And it should be said too, there's a lot of, books and TV shows and movies that they are making correlations with things and making a political statement. But, right now we're in this like hypersensitive political climate where everything's either left or right or black or white or whatever. And they, just to have it out there, I was like, oh man, I want to escape reality. I don't need allegories and all this stuff. I want to just enjoy it. But Jason, if you watch this and you said it's good, then I'm interested.
Oh, I enjoyed it a lot.
You can also look at it this way and say, just about anything you watch, you could take,
Wheel of Fortune.
Original Christopher Reeves. Yeah, Wheel of Fortune. Okay, that's a good example. And if you try hard enough, you can compare it to something, to make your point. It's just like anything. You can always find a way to turn it around into something. So
that wheel reminds me of a circle of life, like Lion King.
Yeah.
See? The Wheel of Fortune is just like Lion King.
Now for Adam, because you have watched Star Trek, you've probably seen all the series, do you think?
Yeah, I have. I'll be honest. Voyager was very tough to get through for me. I wasn't a big fan
of
it.
Okay, well, this does have a female captain, too, and I know that's why you didn't like it, because you were sexist.
Don't throw me out there like that. No. I liked Captain Janeway just fine. It was just, well, there was an episode where, like, at the end of it, her and, was it Chakotay, were, like, they devolved into, like, slugs or something. And then, like, they pan back and they flip back to the ship and they're back to normal again. It's like, yeah, we reversed the process anyway. And I was like, that's a bit of a stretch.
Well, I don't know if you've seen any of the previews for this new series, Discovery.
Yeah, yep, yep.
All right. Did you notice that the Klingons were full on Klingon? They weren't like the looking a lot like human.
They,
like,
do look a lot different than standard Klingons.
And I guess, I mean, there is a backstory to why the Klingons look so different, you know, in different series. It's because, I guess, a human genome or whatever was introduced somehow into the Klingon, you know, race, and it altered them. If you remember from Star Trek Enterprise.
They explained in Enterprise how they didn't have, like, they had, like, smooth foreheads in the original series, basically. It's a certain, strain of Klingon.
Yeah, somehow the human genome, something got into them and it altered them. But these are pure. These are all pure Klingons.
Oh, hey.
Genomes, that sounds like a big project.
It's like every time I walk in the yard, I'm like, gee, gnomes. Anybody? Bueller?
Hey, now, Dave, there was another Star Trek-ish show that I have watched here. I've watched all three episodes now. I don't know if either of you guys have dove into it. Oh, right into the Mediterranean.
You know what? I'm going to post a picture.
But anyways, I forgot to tell you about this when we were just talking on the phone one day, Dave, but Norm MacDonald is in that other show, The Orville.
The Orville? No kidding.
He plays a slug alien.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
He was in the first episode and the third episode, and he did something pretty dirty in the third episode.
I love Norm MacDonald.
Can we talk about Orville for a second?
Yeah, let's talk about it.
Have you actually seen that?
I have not yet, but give me one second, because before we jump into Orville real quick, the reason I brought up the Star Trek is because I had a good friend of mine. His name is Mike. He's from over in the UK, and he said he was watching it, so I asked him what he thought. And basically what
Hello,
he told
Governor.
Me is that, he said, this new series is the best Star Trek ever,
Shut
and
it,
every
Adam.
Other bit of the Star Trek universe that came before it was complete and total rubbish. And so
he said, is that good,
actually?
Huh?
No, actually, I made that part up. No, what he did say, though, is that he tells me, it is very good, mate. Special effects are indeed the best. Story needs to evolve a bit yet, though, before I can call it in any way as far as if it's going to be the best ever or anything like that. So from what he's saying, too, you know, one of the friends of our show here, a good friend of mine from over there in the UK, loves it. So special effects are great. Things look great. Waiting on to see what happens with the story. So
nice.
Sounds kind of like what you guys were saying too, where it looks really good.
Yeah,
Jason,
if he saw the previews, he sees that. I mean, he's basing the story on a single episode arc. You can't do that.
He was one or two episodes in.
Well, there's only two episodes, which is basically one big episode cut into two.
Oh, okay.
That's aired so far.
Yep, and that's all he was saying, is he's going to wait to see what else happens with the story. But so far, he loves it. He said it's really good. So, nice. Orville.
This show was more serious than I thought it was going to be. I thought it was going to be like slapstick the whole time, and it's not. It's actually...
He thought it was going to be the Naked Gun, right?
It's actually more like Star Trek than you would think.
Very much.
That there's a lot of serious topics in it, and it's not all like hilarity. But it is... You know, the captain of the Orville and the crew and everything are more realistic people. And it's pretty funny, but it's also actually a pretty good show, I thought.
And it's also got cast members from Marvel's Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. It's got half of Firestorm from Legends of Tomorrow, which makes me worry about what happens to him in Legends of Tomorrow last season, because I'm still getting caught up. But the white-haired guy that Seth MacFarlane's character... gives him command of the Orville. You see him in the commercials all the time.
Oh, okay. Like, I was trying to figure out who you were talking about now, but he's guy that gives the actual command of Orville to what's his name? Not Grayson. Grayson's the girl, right?
I don't know. The girl though is
she played, and she's not on Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. anymore. She was Agent Bobby Morse from Marvel's Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. So,
and I thought I recognized her, you know, and I didn't put that together either.
Yeah.
Her and her boyfriend had to leave S.H.I.E.L.D. To save right. S.H.I.E.L.D. or something. I can't remember.
Basically, yep, yep. Yeah, so Orville's good, though. I know I need to check out both.
Episode 3 was a little weird to me.
And episode 3 caused a lot of controversy if you guys didn't read articles on it and
no,
stuff.
No, I
because
didn't.
It's all about you know, gender and gender, not reestablation. I'm thinking of
is that even a word?
No, it isn't.
Reestablation. has Herbie been cleaning your mouth again?
I got it, Herbie.
Reassignment. That's what I meant
okay.
to say.
Okay.
Gender
so like the
reassignment.
Trans
yes.
Okay.
But it was handled differently than you couldn't tell what side of the issue they were trying to push.
Well,
you know what I mean.
And that's probably what you're going to see when you look at something coming from Seth MacFarlane. I mean, I think. In much the same way, not quite as blatant as South Park, but he's right. going to push that envelope a little bit on these political topics and current. Yeah. I don't want to say political, but like current hot button topics. But
there's some pretty good one-liners in here, though. Like, and I'm going to give one away because his first officer or whatever, or no, it's not his first officer.
His first officer is his ex-wife.
But his the alien guy that's all serious. He comes in and he's like, I need to lay an egg, and you know, and
the guy that's like Worf. I think of him like Worf.
Yeah, kind of. But he has this big conversation about how his children are eggs and stuff, and he walks out, and Seth MacFarlane just goes, "Now I wanted eggs." it's just good little. it was kind of. It reminded me a lot of Family Guy in that
right.
sense, but not nearly as like Family Guy. Yeah,
right.
Hard to take Seth MacFarlane out of Seth MacFarlane. Yeah. But.
Right.
See what it is,
yeah,
Dave.
I
is
gotta watch that.
Is the race, I think they're called Moglins or Moglins or something like that. Not Mogwai, but Moglins. And they are an all-male race. And mm-hmm. they, you know, they have mates, which, you know, they're all male, and they lay eggs. I guess every 75 years or so, they say there's an anomaly and a girl is born. And then they gender reassign it to a male.
Oh, okay.
And that's what the whole premise of this was. But yeah, it's pretty hilarious seeing his butt crack as he's sitting on that egg.
Yeah, that's pretty funny. All right, that's probably enough on the Orville. We got to get going here. Do we have anything for our weekly garnish?
Yes, and I'm a little Thor thinking about it.
Okay.
Well, I'm feeling nostalgic for
don't just
good,
leave us hanging there, bro.
Some good Thor jokes.
What, a bra? I don't need a bra. They're not that big.
You're down to a B cup.
So I'm an A.
Lucky.
Lucky.
Just kidding. So am I doing the weekly garnish? Okay. The hype for Thor 3 Ragnarok continues with a terrific new trailer done by the Nerdist as a complete 1987 version of what this trailer would have looked like had it been done in the 80s. Did you guys watch
it? I watched it. It's awesome. Yeah,
it was so much fun.
I love like the VCR tracking
thing
on there. It's just fantastic.
It was brilliant. I mean, this is the way that they cut it together, like the voiceover and stuff, and just a brilliant piece of hype, you know, trailer for this movie. It basically repurposed the most recent trailer for Thor and cut it, you know, literally, like it says, as if it was an 80s trailer, and it is glorious.
Yep. They even took a lot of the special effects and made them a lot duller and like not as cool.
Right.
Like they made it look like they were trying to have
well
effects.
Look at all the background. It almost reminded me of what was his name? Flash Gordon. Remember how they had the stuff drawn in the background? That reminded me a lot of that.
Yep, there's some of that, and you know, some of the explosions and stuff they change a little bit too. Where it just, I don't know why, even though they weren't quite the same, but it just, all I could think of was the Kool-Aid Man smashing through the wall. Oh yeah, those bricks.
Well, and
they
cut over to like the old Incredible Hulk TV series.
Yeah, the little fighting Thor.
Yep, yep.
So we're gonna link this in the show notes, guys. It is great. Yeah, anything else before we wrap this episode up, John?
No, I think that's it. Go check out our friends over at Against the Grain over at Shutter Time with Sid and Mac. That was my only plugs I had.
I have one thing I wanted to say real fast. I just thought about it because of this 1987 version of the Thor 3 trailer.
Sure.
Is throwback to the 80s and stuff is pretty amazing. You know, when they do modern stuff and they, you know, throw it back to there. And we've had a lot of that with, you know, some of these new shows like It, throwing it back there and stuff. But do you guys, did you ever watch Kung Fury? I know I talked to you guys about it before.
Yeah.
Yep.
That for all our listeners, definitely go check out Kung Fury. It is completely free, released to YouTube, completely free, and it's hilarious. They do a lot of that like VCR track and stuff, and just a lot of the
Nintendo Power Glove.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. A lot of throwback stuff. It's hilarious.
Yeah, that's a good one. He goes. Him and his partner go to Triceracop. They trap some Kung Fu master in an alley, and then. It wasn't Triceracop the first time.
No.
He's like, I was hit by lightning and bitten by a cobra. Like all at the same time that it gave him kung fu powers.
Was it Odin or was it Thor in that movie too? They had a character. Remember he gets.
I think it was Odin, wasn't it?
Watch it again because I don't even remember that part.
I can't remember.
Maybe it was Thor.
Because I thought he had the hammer. Since I've seen it.
It was like a giant. Anyway,
yeah,
we'll have to throw that in the show notes too. That's our second weekly garnish.
Right,
yep, you're welcome, everybody.
F you, Kung Fury.
The Fuhrer is in Kung Fury.
Yep. So, in addition to the podcast Dave mentioned, once again, I just want to direct people over to GunnaGeek.com to check out all of our brethren and sister podcasts over on that site. It's a great network, and there's a lot to offer there. But for everything Digital Soup, please check out DigitalSoupPodcast.com. There you can find ways to subscribe to us, to find us all on our social media. We would love to hear from you on Twitter or Facebook. Make sure you like us on Facebook, and as well, go into iTunes and leave us a review and give us a rating if you want. And make sure to hit the subscribe button while you're in there. We would just love to have you. So from all of us at the Digital Soup Podcast, all of you listeners out there throughout the entire world, including Rota, Spain.
Right.
Have a good one. Stay safe, and we will catch you next week.
That's right, guys. See you later. Send in those riddle answers.
Later, gators.
Intro background music is The Run by Kai Engel, licensed under an attribution license through Creative Commons.
Oh, he's broken again.
They're listening to our podcast.
Adam still doesn't listen.
He just went so straight face.
You can bite me big time.
Bite me in my butt.
Herbie Hancock.
It's Herbie Hancock.